Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. At least 180 House Democrats have now signed on to an impeachment resolution against President Trump for incitement of insurrection after Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol. But NPR's Amy Held reports timing is a consideration.
A simple majority is all that's needed to impeach. And while Democrats who hold the majority are fast-tracking proceedings, Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina tells CNN there is no rush to send potential articles to the Senate for a trial.
Let's give President-elect Biden the 100 days he needs to get his agenda off and running, and maybe we'll send the articles sometimes after that.
The outcome of a Senate trial could possibly disqualify Trump from holding office ever again. But conviction requires a two-thirds majority, and getting enough Republican senators to sign on could be a tall order. Amy Held, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden is slated to be inaugurated at the U.S. Capitol in 10 days, and NPR's Tamara Keith reports Vice President Mike Pence plans to be there.
It is traditional for the president and vice president to attend the inauguration of their successors. But in his last tweet before Twitter permanently suspended his account, President Trump announced he wouldn't be going to Biden's inauguration. Biden said that was probably for the best, but added that he would be honored to have Pence attend. And now a source familiar with the decision says he will. Former Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton are also expected to attend. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Amazon has joined Apple and Google in cutting access to Parler, the social media platform used by millions of conservatives and extreme Trump supporters. They accuse Parler of not keeping threats of violence from circulating on the site. Amazon, Apple, and Google are among NPR's funders. California continues to confirm the nation's largest number of coronavirus infections, more than 2.6 million. Texas is second with nearly 2 million cases. And the number of COVID-19 patients in Texas hospitals remains at an all-time high. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports statewide hospitalizations have been breaking records daily for more than a week.
There are now nearly 14,000 COVID-19 patients in Texas hospitals, about 1,000 more patients than a week ago. State officials reported 381 new deaths on Saturday. Almost 29,700 people in Texas have died of complications from COVID-19. More than 1.7 million people have tested positive for the coronavirus in Texas since March. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
This is NPR. Israel says its vaccination campaign has shifted today to administering booster shots. The Israeli Health Ministry says more than 19% of the population has been vaccinated, including 72% of those over 60. At the same time, Israel is tightening a lockdown to rein in a 10-day spike in infections, especially among medical staff. This is the final day of practice before Monday's college football championship game. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio reports the Crimson Tide and Ohio State have been dealing with injuries as well as COVID-19.
Ohio State says unspecified cases of COVID-19 on its team won't postpone Monday's title game against Alabama. That's not the only medical issue for the Buckeyes. Quarterback Justin Fields suffered a rib injury from a hard hit during last month's Sugar Bowl against Clemson. Buckeyes coach Ryan Day says the injury didn't stop Fields then, and it won't stop him Monday night against Alabama.
You know, Justin's such a competitive guy. He wasn't going to come off the field, and that's just the way he's wired.
Alabama will be without its starting center, Landon Dickerson. He suffered a knee injury during December's conference championship against the University of Florida. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
The Spanish government is sending convoys with the COVID-19 vaccine to areas of the country cut off by mounds of snow from the country's worst blizzard in decades. Madrid is at a standstill, blanketed by at least a foot of snow. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.